Amen. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Dan.
One pair of hands,
yeah,
from the mountains. One pair of hands from the sea. One pair of hands made the sun and the moon.
That's right. Amen.
Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands from the valleys,
yes,
the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong,
yeah.
So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands for the sand.
Yeah.
One pair of hands raise the dead.
That's right.
One pair of hands calm the raging storm.
Yeah.
And thousands of people were fed.
Amen.
One pair of hands said, I love you.
Woo!
And those hands were nailed to a tree.
Thank you, Lord.
Those hands are so strong. So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands.
Yeah, amen.
Beautiful sound.
Good job, Brother Danny. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I come to worship him. And I want to hear, I want to see him. He said, when I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw
that's
all
right.
Men.
That's
unto
right.
Me.
I bet you didn't even record that, did you, brother?
Oh, yeah. I ain't missed much here lately. You've been proud of me last that's Sunday, Miranda. I drove like the Pony Express home to get the recorder. I forgot it.
This old song's always been a favorite of mine. It's about what we're all looking forward to.
Hey, Mike.
Man, that's right.
One cloudy day.
Jameson, at home at the bar since 1780.
Sparkling.
Why?
Technical difficulties. Yep.
Yeah. tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Yeah. Oh, they tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day. Sits on the throne, it is whiter than snow. In the city that is made of gold. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. That he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives their sorrow all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day.
Good job. Excellent. Jesus said, if it wasn't so, he said, I'd have told you. I'm glad, praise God, we've not only been told, but it's so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't mean to take up much time, but you know, when the Lord's with you, that's what you need to do.
Time, yeah.
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
Find the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Oh,
beat that. That's
when
one.
Lord is the
yeah.
Day when my face shall be
sore. We'll see him.
The clouds we roll back as a scroll. Amen.
Everybody first. Are you not singing it now, Joanne?
No.
Oh.
Well, good job. Good job. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I enjoyed that.
I know. Thank the good Lord.
I'm glad we're spiritual. I'm glad there's spiritual songs. And I'm glad, praise God, we can enjoy them. Two hands, unclouded day, and it's well with my soul.
Yes.
Let me say this to Mark, on your way home, make sure you get Miranda a good steak about that thick. Baked potato, do wonders.
I'll sit in, butter.
I'll fix her right up.
We're going to have some catfish today.
Hey, man. I told my wife, I think it was Friday, I said, I'm feeling a little better. You ready for some White Castle? She said, yeah. I said, how many? She said, at least five. And, man, that'll make anybody feel better. I don't know. I've been a little under the weather myself this week. I'm not saying that in a complaining way. I'll just tell you that we're just in these frail bodies. We take it one day at a time. But I was very encouraged by those songs right there reminding us of not only the fact that God's watching over us and in His tender care, boy, we're being cared for.
Yes.
Bible tells us, cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for us, and He does. And boy, in Him we have hope, and in Him we have help. And thank God for both of them. Amen. Be opening up your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18. We mentioned last Sunday, we preached on a national emergency. And we mentioned last Sunday that we was going to continue that trend again today. And it's paralleled kind of like the last message. Last Sunday you had a giant and a little lad went up against him. And in this national emergency you got one man against 850. And I just want to say that this is a lot like that. It was a national emergency, and we'll be careful to explain that in this message. But in 1 Kings chapter 18, we'll read, I guess, down to, Lord, that's a bunch of reading, Brother Eddie. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll start at verse number 17. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 17. And some reason that I thought I'd read all the way to the end of this chapter. Oh my. I think I'll do expository today. What that means is I'll just kind of read a little and preach a little. But we'll start reading at verse number 17 of 1 Kings chapter 18. And we'll read just a little ways and we'll comment on more verses. It says, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and has followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which sat at Jezebel's table. So Abraham sent unto the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? That's why I said it's a national emergency. They're crippled because of what's been going on.
Yeah.
And he says, how long are you going to stay like this? How long halt ye between two opinions? And he explains it in this verse. If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They must have been Baptists there that day. Then Elijah said unto the people. Now Elijah makes a mistake right here. Elijah makes a mistake in this verse. And I think this is the reason why he had that juniper tree experience. But Elijah says unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And ye shall call upon the name of your gods, and I will call upon the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it's well spoken.
Right.
We'll stop right there because there's a lot of verses to cover here. And I'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the precious word of God that declares such exceeding great and exceeding things. We thank you, Lord, you recorded, Lord, this event for our admonishment, that we can look upon it like we look upon the events of today and see, Lord, not much has changed. Lord, as far as this message is concerned, I see America halting between two opinions. I see it, Lord, at a standstill, not able to go further. And we just ask, God, you would help us today. I don't claim to be a very eloquent speaker or any great preacher, but I do yield myself today and ask God that you would use me, that you would preach to me and preach through me. And for whatever, Lord, that come forth, Lord, you get all the praise and the glory. And we ask it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. This didn't happen by chance. Now, if you'll notice verse 17 and 18, there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, the first thing Ahab, the king of Israel at that time, the first thing he does is blame Elijah for this problem. The problem is they've had a drought for 3.5 years. Now, there's a reason they've had this drought. It's because without this drought, they would have never considered that something was wrong. The Bible talks about the way of transgressors is hard.
Yeah.
And they've been transgressing. And God pronounced this drought through Elijah. And before you get to thinking too much about Elijah, the Bible said he was a man of like passion. And yet he prayed, and it rained not by the space of 3.5 years on the earth.
Right.
He just,
right.
normal guy.
Come on now.
But he had God on him, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
And God told him to proclaim that there be no rain. And that wasn't a pleasant thing to deliver, but he delivered that message. And I do want to back that up so we can get up to date here. In 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, Son to King Ahab, it says unto Ahab, but he was the king at that time. As the Lord God of Israel liveth. I want you to know he's giving God praise just in that statement. He says, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. I want you to know that for 3.5 years, buddy, there was a drought. That drought got people's attention.
Yes, it did.
I mean, this king's not happy to see Elijah. And he wants to immediately put the blame on him. And you know, there's plenty of blame today. That people say, well, you know, it's them Democrats. Well, it's them Republicans. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Psalm 79:17. Matter of fact, it says, all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Now, I'm going to quote some of these verses, and I'm just going to quote them, and they're going to be right, but I can't tell you exactly where they're at. I know they're in Proverbs. But it says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, they have made some bad decisions. Ahab's a wicked king. We'll comment on that here in a minute. It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Things haven't been going good. They know something's wrong. And the reason they've been halted between two opinions is because they're considering something wrong. Let me say a little bit about old Ahab real quick here. He ended up getting to be king because all of these kings died. And they're kind of mentioned real quickly in 1 Kings chapter 16. But Ahab, he's the son of Omri. And he did evil. I'm in 1 Kings 16 verse 30. He did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. So he's what I call the wicked in authority. These people are suffering because of him. And not only that, did he do wicked for all that were before him. It says, moreover, he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ebal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. Verse 33, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. I just want you to know what kind of man Ahab is. He's been put in position of king, and he should have never been put there. They're suffering because of him. Now, Elijah makes a proclamation that there's not going to be no rain. Now, that's kind of got in the way of King Ahab's plans. God not only tells him to deliver that message, and he delivers it, but God also tells him what to do, and I'm just going to hit on a few of this real quick. God tells him to get thee hence. I'm in 1 Kings 17:30. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Now, I've often heard a lot of people say, you know, you can go anywhere, any church. You go to some church, you'll starve to death. I went to church one time, and I hate to put it in these terms, but I had to open up my Bible to feel the presence of God. Now, I love those spiritual songs. I got blessed. I'm over there raising a hand. I'm shouting. I don't put on too big a charade. Man, I have to hold back. I don't fit in down here no more. But I just ain't never got over what he done for me. And if my mother called me a fanatic, I still am one. I'm proud to be a fanatic. My wife said, you can't stay on the mountain. I want to know why not. I'm telling you, God won't hold. He won't withhold any good thing from us. I enjoy shouting a little. I enjoy, I mean, the old song. I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day since He gave me this heart. I'm not a singer, but I do rejoice each day in the things of God.
Amen.
That's good.
And you know, you go to the wrong place, You can come out there about like spiritual zombies.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they'll drain you. If you got anything about you at all, they'll suck it out of you. You'll go out there saying, man, I ain't even really sure I'm saved or not. I mean, they'll drain you. I don't know about y'all, but I like eating. I put on a pound to her lately. I don't just eat just anything. I told Miranda to go get her a big steak. I know it would make her better.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fond of steak. Now this new politician they got, she's going to get rid of the cows.
Yeah.
I ain't for that. No. I don't care if they do pass gas. They was here before we were. That's how he made the cows before he made the man the dust
right.
The ground.
Right.
I mean, look, don't blame the cow. Hey, look, I'm all for beef. I mean, glory. Bring it on. Yeah. Get right. I'll eat it, amen.
Amen. That's right.
And we've lost our mind. Well, these people had kind of lost their mind because of this wicked King Ahab. God tells this prophet, he said, I'll feed you there. And he went there. The Bible said in verse 5, he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt. Now he ain't a Baptist because they won't do what you tell them. But he did what God told him. And he dwelt by the brook Cherith for Jordan. And the ravens brought him, look at there, brought him fish and chips. I thought he brought the king's steak, but he brought him bread and fish. Yeah, fish and chips. I didn't know that was even in the Bible, amen.
Amen.
I thought Long John Silver's had been fish and chips. Man, he hardly ever even thought about putting up a restaurant.
That's right.
Man, oh man. But I want you to know he's getting fed. He's in the will of God.
Yeah.
God's ministering to him, taking care of him in the morning. Bread and fish in the evening. Oh, I'm sorry, bread and flesh. Well, you know what? If I get my glass on here, I made a mistake. It ain't bread and fish, it's bread and flesh. Thank God I cleaned my glasses off. All right, he's eating bread and steak. That's what I wanted to say anyway. I just didn't want to contradict the Bible. He's eating the king's steak. These ravens are bringing it to him.
Yeah.
Praise God, he's dining with the Lord. Amen. I cleaned my glass off. I can read now. Oh, my.
You got it now.
But notice verse 7. It came to pass after a while the brook dried up. I want you to know that was the will of God.
That's right.
You see, God wanted him to leave that spot and go somewhere else. God's watching out for this prophet.
Yeah.
The word of the Lord came to him saying, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And he arose and went. I'm going to run down there real quick. He finds this woman, she's out gathering sticks, and he calls for her, or he calls to her, verse 11, and says, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. Verse 12, and she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, a little oil in the cruse. Behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. This famine has took its toll upon this godly widow. God dries the brook up for this preacher, this prophet, and tells him to get down there to her house because God wants to sustain her, her son, and him. And he pretty much tells her, he says, fear not, go do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. That's kind of like tithing. He said, make me a little first and bring it to me after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. That's what it promised.
Right.
That's 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And she went, she's definitely not a Baptist, and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Now we want to leave right there and go back to our text over here. Now, they're halted. There's plenty of blame. The polls look bad. Verse 19 talks about 850 to 1. There's been a lot of fake news.
news. Look at verse number 21. And Elijah came to the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? They've had a lot of fake news, and some of them have followed it and some of them haven't. And there's a kind of division right there, like, what we need to do? The prophet has the perfect plan, and that's mentioned there in verse 23 through 24. He says, let them therefore give us two bullocks and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood and put no far under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no far under. You notice he let them choose first.
Right.
I'm going to guess their bullock was for their sacrifice was an exceptional bullock to the eyes. I'm going to say they're kind of like Lot and Abraham. Lot beheld all of the plains of Jordan before the Lord had smote it and looked like Egypt. I mean, Lot took the best choice. It was a bad choice. But anyway, I'm going to say they took the best bullock for their sacrifice. And I'm going to say with great care, they prepared this bullock as a sacrifice to offer to their god Baal. I mean, this is not a joke. This is a matter of life and death. I mean, their hands been caught.
Yeah.
This is right. Time, you know, to put up or shut up.
Right.
You know what I mean? The show's on.
Right. Amen.
I mean, it's down to it, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
The jokes is over. It's down to the wire. And we're going to find out now who's real. And we're going to find out who ain't.
That's right.
I wish we kind of had more of this going on today, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, I'm glad the Word of God is a sure foundation.
Amen.
I'm glad you can build on it. You don't have to worry about it falling. These people building on sand. Man, we had a little bit of storm at the house last night. Poor old dog got scared and run off. I said, where are you going? I mean, lightning and thunder down. That dog went running to Nanny. I said, you big tired? Oh, me. Well, it happened. But they took great care preparing this sacrifice to offer to their god Baal. Elijah let them choose first. Elijah let them go first. Verse 26.
Right.
He said, verse 25, of the prophets, choose you one of the bullocks for yourself and dress it first for your many and call on the name of your gods, but put no far under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even to noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, no any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. Now I want you to know they're getting a little fanatical here.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the Bible's not really explicit here, but it could possibly be that Baal had it. Oftentimes had maybe appeared to be real enough that they even believed they heard him or believed they seen him. But listen, in this contest right now, there's no mistake about it. He's either real or he ain't.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, buddy, they're serious about trying to get a hold of this Baal. There's 850 of them, and they're trying to get a hold of him so they can somehow substantiate what they're calling their god. The playtime's over. I mean, this is a contest. Elijah here has brought forth what I call a national emergency on who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah.
Now, they're making all kinds of effort to get a hold of old Baal. In verse 27 here, not only did he let them choose first, not only did he let them go first, I want you to know Elijah gave them every benefit possible to have success. There was nothing else he could have done for them to succeed in this context. But I want you to know it's only crickets that answered their call. Baal had left them for the fools that they were to follow him. You know, a lot of people are going to find out in their own life that they followed a bunch of lies. The Bible talks about, you know, about checking things out. Make sure they're what they are.
Yeah.
Check, line it up. Amen. I mean, provoke them. Now, he's not trying to be unkind here. Be honest with you. He's saying, well, boys, y'all got anything or not? Mm-hmm. He mocks them and says, cry out. For he's a God. Either he's talking, or he's pursuing, or he's in a journey, or poor adventure, he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud, verse 28, and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. You know one thing about Baal worship, it cost you something.
Yeah, that's right.
And
amen.
I'm glad it cost me something to be a son of God, but the Lord paid for it.
Yeah,
it didn't cost me that. I got it free.
Right.
But it cost them something to claim Baal. I mean, they had to offer their children up to it. They had to make all kinds of sacrifices to somehow appease a false god. They killed their children. They cut themselves. They made all kinds of sufferings upon themselves to somehow get an answer from this false god, and they're not getting an answer today.
Right.
So I can just, in my mind, I can just see this bloody mess. It says, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. I want you to know their time is coming on.
Yep.
They've had plenty of time.
Right.
And Elijah, he mocks them for the fools that they were. They earned this mockery, and now he's going to show them how truly wrong they were. As sincere as they were sincerely wrong. And this simple test proved that. Now that the false prophets have been exposed, the real prophets bids the people to come. Look here. It says here, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. Have you ever noticed when somebody's got something for sale that ain't really that good, they take a picture of it way off.
Right.
Boy, if it's really good, I mean, they'll get right up there. And I mean, they'll take one of them pictures up close. He says, come there.
Right. Amen.
He says, I got something real. Right. I want you to see it.
That's right. Amen.
Boy, I'm glad they can examine me from one end to the other, and they can find out, praise God, it says paid in full by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I've been redeemed, redeemed, glory to God. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Praise God, it may not look like it, but I'm a royal deity now.
Amen.
I mean, I'm a joint heir to the throne.
Amen.
I believe it was Brother Jerry, something about the city of gold. I'm going there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, glory to God, on that uncloudy day, he's coming.
Yeah.
And hallelujah, we're leaving it,
man. Amen, that's right.
And the world's going to say we missed it. Well, it's our own fault.
Yeah, that's right.
These people here, they've been missing it. They've been through 3.5 years. With no rain, Elijah says to all the people, come near. Come near unto him. Notice, first thing he did, he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. He's taking the first step. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, he would that men always pray, not faint. About all they've been doing is fainting. None of them have been praying. He repairs the altar first thing. Everything by prayer.
Right.
Be careful for nothing. I'm afraid of anything about praying over it. Especially this day and time.
Yeah,
man, if you need help, you take a terrible risk. Say, Lord, I don't know what's in this thing, but if you don't care, just bless it and cleanse it.
Right.
Make sure that it won't kill me when I eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of fool would eat something that you know there could be anything in there nowadays?
Right.
I mean, they do all manner of stuff. Unless it's a good steak. Amen. He repaired that altar. That's the first thing he did. Man, he repaired that altar that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribe. He's honoring God here.
Yep.
The reason he's repairing this altar is because he's wanting God to get involved. And the reason he's taking 12 stones according to the number of the tribe, the son of Jacob, whom the word of the Lord came saying, Israel shall be thy name. God changed Jacob's name to Israel. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed, And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill four barrels of water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did. And he said the second time, and do it a third time. And they did the third time. It looked kind of like Beaver Creek when I crossed it this morning. It was out of the banks.
Right.
I want you to know, he don't want to leave any doubt. He's trying to remove all of the halt. He's trying to prove Baal's a false god and God's a real god. I want you to know, it's a national emergency. You got one man standing against 850.
Yeah.
Far as poles goes, it don't look too good. Said, and the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. I want you to know, he timed this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This wasn't nothing by chance. Man, the first thing he did, prepared the altar.
That's right.
He gave honor to God. He chose out 12 stones.
Right.
According to the 12 tribes of Jacob. He's in the will of God and everything that he's doing.
Yep.
And I want you to know, he's getting ready to pray. He don't just penny-ante pray here. He says, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came there and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. Oh, he's giving glory to God.
Yeah.
Now, they ain't heard that in a long time. Some of them say, well, what did he say? What's that name that he's talking about? He said, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. He says, hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. I mean, buddy, the contest is over.
Right.
There's no more halting left. And Elijah says unto them, you know, now that these false prophets have been exposed, and let me say this, that the real prophet bids all the people to notice these false prophets are false. He takes all the doubt away. He pronounces death upon these 850 prophets. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, God said, I've set before you today a blessing and a curse. I've set before you today life and death.
Yeah.
God says, choose life. Joshua says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, he says, choose you this day whom you'll serve. He said, as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord.
Right.
Now these 850 made a bad choice. And the consequences of that bad choice was certain death. One man against 850, as long as God's on your side, that's a pretty even fight.
That's right.
I mean, the Lord plus one's all you need. Amen.
Amen.
Well, anyway, Elijah says unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. That's a sad ending, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a sad ending. The Bible said that he that hath the son has life, he that hath not the son hath not life. I mean, there's not no middle ground there. And I'm glad, praise God, he got me and I got him. I'm glad we're both happy, amen? And Elijah says to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. Now he's speaking pure faith right there, because there ain't no sound right now.
Yeah.
But verse 42, Elijah went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down to the earth, put his face between his knees, and he said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up and looked and said, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that'll really increase your faith, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but a few times I knelt down and I prayed and it wasn't nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There's been a few times I prayed, Lord, if you wouldn't mind, help my faith a little bit. I mean, how many times I got down and I couldn't get up. It's like I'm off the channel or something. You know, our radio in the bathroom, my granddaughter, she's always putting on whoa. I'm trying to listen to WJC, not JCR, but King to King, and it's hard to pick it up.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll get in there, and I'll have to move the antenna around, and I'll finally get it where it just barely hear it, and then it'll finally pick up. But anyway, that's where my prayer life is. Sometimes I get down, it's like I'm off channel. I can't get no reception or whatever.
Amen.
You know, it's kind of like I'm just speaking into the air. Well, Elijah here, he's praying. He said, "What's it look like?" And his servant said, "Ain't nothing."
Yeah.
Hear him. He said, "Go again 7 times." The boy, he got some faith. Mm-hmm. He didn't say go again. He said, "Go again 7 times." This guy runs over there 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, "Behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." You know, little is much when God's in it.
Amen.
It may not look like nothing but a mercy drop. But I tell you what, when you've had a 3.5-year drought, a mercy drop's better than a dust bowl, you know what I mean? I mean, that little mercy drop sounded pretty good to Elijah. And he said, when he heard that, he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And I like this verse 46. It sounds, anybody remember that movie, $6 Million Man?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of like it.
Amen.
I mean, I watch that movie there, and I mean, he'd be out there, Lee Majors, he'd be out there, and they play that, and he'd speed up a little bit, next thing you know, I mean, he's flying down that road, everybody, I mean, he'd put him down. Well, God girded up the loins of Elijah, and he outran Ahab's chariot and horses. And I'm sure he's up there, "Come on! Y'all ain't never going to get here." But anyway, he mocked Ahab. He mocked 850. Said the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And I like that, boy. I want the hand of God on me. And he girded up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Let me see. The proclamation was an abundance of rain. Elijah took off. I mean, buddy, like I said, he took off like the $6 Million Man. And he outran the horses of Ahab, his chariots. You know, as sad as this story is, did you know that fake news still brought about the death of King Ahab? Now, he's been listening to 850 fake prophets. It don't take him too long to get back in the same company. And in 1 Kings chapter 22, he's right back to where he was. And before we get there, let me just tell you this. That he'd done some things wrong. And in 1 Kings chapter 21, Elijah pronounces the death of Ahab. Said the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Tishbite, go, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria, which in the vineyard of Naboth, which he's gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak to him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and taken possession? And he said, in the place where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall the dogs lick thy blood, even thine." I want you to know, here he is around a bunch of false prophets.
Right.
And this true prophet's done told him that he's going to die. And here's why I say fake news brought him down. In 1 Kings chapter 22, and I hate to go any further, he's got a bunch of lying prophets around him. Said the king of Israel, this is Ahab, verse 6, "The king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men." He likes a lot, evidently.
Yeah.
"And said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And the Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord?" He said, "I'll just take one. Have we got one from God? I don't want to hear this 400 lying bunch, that we might inquire him." And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man, Micah, the son of Imai, by whom we may inquire the Lord, but I hate him. They have hated him because he tells the truth.
Right.
He said, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let the king say so. Now Elijah done pronounced death upon this king.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of taking Naboth's vineyard, and I've got for sake of time cut the chase here. These prophets here tell him, you're going to be all right. So the king sends for this one prophet of God. The king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither to Malachi, the son of Imlai, I can't say his name, king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, each sit on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them, and Zedekiah, the son of good Lord with that name, Chenai made him horns of iron, and he said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push the Syrians till thou hast consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramah and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. They're lying to him. You know what? The Bible said that in the last days, people will believe a lie and be damned.
You're right.
And you know, this is kind of repetition here, but this same scenario. They're going to go with the majority.
That's right.
They're going to listen to the polls. They're going to listen to the lies. And the Bible said they'll be damned.
Yes.
Because
that's
of
right.
That's right. This king here, he thinks he's got the advantage. 400 men says, hey, you're going to do well. And this prophet of God, he says in verse 19, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. I'm in verse 19 of 1 Kings 22. He said, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. All the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail, go forth, and do also. Now therefore, this is the prophet of God speaking. Now therefore, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of, where's that name again? Chenaniah went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak to thee? You got a lot of mockery here. And you know, this guy here, he don't even know that Satan's speaking through him. But Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see it in that day when thou shalt go in an inner chamber to hide thyself. He pronounced death on him too. And the king of Israel said, take Malachi, carry him back unto Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in prison, feed him with bread of affliction and with the water of affliction, till I come in peace. And Malachi said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. Now I want you to know this king has surrounded him by false prophets. If you look down at verse number 34, I'll cut a lot of this out. And a certain man drew a bold adventure. Let's say Ahab's over there. He shot this way.
Yeah.
And there and somehow went over there and smote this king right between his shoulders. Let me tell you something, buddy. When God pronounces your death, the Bible says, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to the driver of his chariot, turn thine hand and carry me out of the host, for I'm wounded. Mm-hmm. Verse 37, so the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked the blood, and they washed his armor according to the word which he had spake. I just want you to know, buddy, you're not going to escape by surrounding yourself by lies.
That's right.
God,
amen.
It's impossible for God to lie.
That's right.
Brother Danny sung about two hands. God holds them out and they got two nail scars in them. He says, I still love you. He said, I still love you. I still long for you to come to me that I might fix what's wrong. That I might deliver you, forgive you. I'm telling you, God reaches out. He says, come unto me.
That's what he says.
All you that labor and are heavy laden. And take my yoke upon you and you'll find rest under your soul. Right. My yoke is easy and my burden's light. I want you to know God loves us.
Yeah, he does.
You can learn a lot just by listening. Ahab never learned. He learned the hard way, but he never learned. He kept following after false gods. He kept following lies.
Yes, he did.
And finally they found him out. And all of a sudden, he's no more.
Right.
That national emergency, it helped those people. They said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Ahab, he's still over there. I don't care how many people. I'm not going to go.
That's right. That's
but it finally ended for him.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is with you. I know how it is with me. I don't know how the Word of God went to you today. I know how it went to me.
Yeah.
We're going to sing a verse of invitation on him. If you need to come, I want you to. If you don't need to come, don't come. But I certainly want to give you an opportunity if you do need to come. And I'd like to get Brother Jerry, if he would please, just one verse of invitation on him.
Danny's going
to. Okay, thank you, Brother Danny.
Yeah. I'm going to sing another song.
All right. That sounds wonderful to me. I told you I can't sing a lick. Thank God for those that can.
I brought him a CD. It's got Ephesus.
Amen.
Gospel on it. That's a good little.
Like I said, if you need to come, come. If you don't need to come, enjoy this song. I've done my part.
Let's remember the ones that's not able to be here this morning.
Right. We've been praying for them. I promise you that.
And remember Miss Hester too. She's just getting weaker each day. So they've done called hospice in. So let's just remember her.
Amen, Sister Carolyn.
I want to sing this song for Eric. This is his favorite song that I do. It's Let Us Pray. Can you turn? You got your recorder on?
It's on.
Is it on? Okay. All right. Here we go.
Come praise the Lord, for He is good.
Amen.
Yeah, come join in love and a brotherhood.
Yeah.
We'll hear the word and bring our gifts of bread and wine.
Yeah.
And we'll be blessed beneath the sun. So let us pray together, pray together, pray Almighty Lord, and let us sing together, pray and
we'll rejoice.
When strangers reach out for your hand,
we'll
respond to them and understand. Call the storm outside the gate. We'll faith in you and we'll be late. So let us pray together. Oh, pray together. Oh, pray with the one Almighty Lord. And let us sing together. Sing together. Oh, pray and we'll be. So let us sing together, we'll pray together, we'll pray with the one Almighty Lord. Oh, stand, let us sing together, sing together, we'll pray.
I never heard that song before.
Yeah.
Bible said, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
Yea, happy is that people that's in such a case. Well, I'll tell you what, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Amen.
Laugh a lot, there'll be plenty of time for crying. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart. I'm going to turn this